Blog Talk Radio.
And you guys are definitely live in the day with Jay. Welcome to, again, another great show. Got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you guys about today. Number to call is 347-945-7755. I'm going to play a couple of clips that I did not get to play for you on the show the other day. And I want you guys to really listen to the rhetoric that's going to be used. Also, we are going to play the Dick Gregory clip in its entirety. I know you guys want to hear that because I got the email, and it's very, very interesting things that he has to say about our black community, our young people in the black community, and what we need to do in not only the black community, but communities all over. Black, white, green, blue, purple, it doesn't matter. There's a problem that needs to be addressed, and I think that we are the ones to address that issue if we do things in the right way. Number to call, 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to be joined by Legal Shield Representative Mr. Guy Kunda, and you guys should really, really understand what it is or what it means to have the access of an attorney right at your fingertips at all times of the day. That's something that just unbelievable. And I think that it's something that people don't really realize or they take for granted. But we're gonna have them on. We're going to have them on, and I can't wait for you guys to get the same twitch that I got when I was exposed to this a long time ago. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand.
Understand it.
I can understand.
Jackie G went up the hill.
Baby.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Coincidentally, guys, we come back at a good time. I want to thank Little Rock, Arkansas, for joining us again. I really appreciate you guys, and I want to thank Chicago and Philly for joining in. Also, you guys for giving us the love and support that you always have means a whole lot for the show. Real quick reminder before I get to the good stuff. Real quick reminder that I am going to be hosting a live performance for R&B artist Bali that is April the 4th at Tremont Music Hall in Charlotte, North Carolina, 8 o'clock p.m. You guys definitely need to check that out. Also, I am in the works now of bringing you another independent artist festival. That's going to be at the Vision in Gastonia, North Carolina. Guys, I need all your help. Just like the help you gave me the last two festivals, we need your help. We need any donations you can give to get this thing off the ground, to make it a successful event. That's a positive event for our youth. You're going to hear more about it, but we definitely need the support. Speaking of support, my first guest is a brother I met a long time ago. And, you know, you meet those people who you know are within your realm because God put them there. And this young man has done so much for the cause of this radio show and the cause of saving our youth. And it's such a great, great harmonious thing when you can meet with someone like this and begin to change the community in a positive way. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on none other than Mr. Guy Conduff. Mr. Conduff, welcome to the show, brother. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. How you doing?
I am absolutely amazing, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show, the relationships that we have built over the years, and it's really just coming to fruition, so it's an honor and privilege to be on your show this morning. Just a little background of myself, if you don't mind. I'm originally from Atlantic City, New Jersey, and, you know, my mother and father and my parents, you know, like we all been taught, you know, everything we think, someone tells us to think, you know, and that's sometimes that's tough to take. And my mother and father told me that either I was going to go to school, get an education, I was going in the military, I was going to go to work. So I used to always watch what I call the television, because that's what it tells you, a vision. And I saw all these colleges, so off I went to North Carolina, where I majored in education, you know. And my mentors then, just like my parents were my mentors then, after graduating from college with a bachelor's degree, told me that there were some jobs here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina. My mentors then, because I always listened to my mentors, told me that I need to go back to school, went to up the Appalachian State to work on my master's and certification, and started working at my church school here in Charlotte. My pastor was a graduate of Oral Roberts University, where my biblical background was really seared in me, because we have to remember that's the foundation of everything you do. So you have a lot of
exactly.
human beings that are rolling around in space because, number one, they don't have that Bible foundation to, when you have challenges, to understand where you need to look into the perfect law of liberty. So off I went to Oral Roberts University to complete a master's in Christian education, and I loved education. I loved all of teaching young people, and taught in Bible schools for many years. But basically, I loved with education. I loved all the weekends. I loved all the holidays, and I definitely loved June, July, and August. When them school buses left, I left. So I was always looking for time freedom, and through the help of God and studying the Word of God, God opened up so many doors for me. But it's all about helping other people. So I'm excited about the relationship that you and I have built over the years, and the best is still yet to come. So I'm excited and to be on the call this afternoon, this evening, and just share some things that God has shared with me, and hopefully it'll help someone on this line, because we all have people and human beings who are looking for the answer. It's already there. You know, so many times we think the answer is external. I remember an artist named Michael Jackson wrote a song that I'm looking for the man, I'm looking at the man in the mirror, asking him to uh-huh. change his ways. Because it's never been external. Uh-huh. It's always been internal. So that's my background, sir, and I appreciate you having me on the call. If you have any questions, comments, I would be more than glad to share with you and talk with you on this incredible radio program that you sponsor.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what? It's funny that you say you mentioned man in the mirror, because so many times today, in this day and age, we forget that, you know, I go back to the old cliche, is, you know, my great-grandmother used to tell me, don't point at anyone because you got four pointing back at you. And it makes you think that so many times in today's era, our youth, our young people, they forget that quality. They forget to be able to look at themselves before they're quick to pass judgment, and sometimes in the adults also. But that's something that's very, very much so needed right now. And I think sometimes we forget that, and we need to really embark on that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. If you guys, all of you guys that are on the line, if you're on the line and you want to speak, just want to comment in general, just push one on your dial, and the engineer will see you, and we'll get you on and connected also. But, Mr. Kunda, what is one of the main things you want to see happen in our communities right now?
Awesome. That's a phenomenal question, an awesome question. And I think in the community and in society in itself, first of all, I always ask people, how much would they charge me to jump out of an airplane? How much could I pay you to jump out of an airplane with no parachute? And most people, as I travel around the country, most people say nothing. You know, you can't pay me enough to jump out of an airplane. I say, I'll give you $100,000. No, million dollars. No, I'm not jumping out of an airplane with no parachute. But here's what I tell them. I failed to tell you that the plane was on the ground. So a lot of times people are making decisions before they have all the answers. Well, every decision that we make, because it's a term called hypnotic rhythm. And you say, well, how do you learn all this stuff? Because, number one, I study the Word of God. See, that has to be your source of everything that you do. You know, so I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. See, when we learn to walk by faith and not by sight, that's a whole different realm that we have never been taught to walk in. You know, biblically speaking, in the Bible, it says that and when God created this world, it says darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then it says, in the next verse, it says, and God said, let there be light. I always tell people, God lied, because it was dark outside, wasn't it? People don't even see that. He said, let there be. He called it like he wanted to. See, so a lot of times we, our youth, and it's a hypnotic rhythm because habit is produced from the environment that we live in, the environment that you live in. If you are hanging around five people on drugs, you'd be number six. If you hang around five people who are broke, you'd be number six. If you hang around five people who have a biblical foundation, you hang around five people that want something better in life, then you'll be number six. So association is everything. And so first thing we have to do, because of the duplicating factor, parents are teaching their children only what they know. See, my mother and father loved me, but they could only teach me so much. You know, when I was growing up, they didn't teach me about the Word of God. I had to go and learn that. When I was growing up, they can't teach me how to make $100,000 or million, because they never knew that. So I had to find people, right, or mentors, just like my pastor, my mentor in college. I had to find people who had things that helped me to experience and learn. And so the first thing we have to do in society, which is really the most difficult thing to do because we've already been programmed. Who made that up anyway? Go to school, get a good education so you can get a good job. Last time I read the Bible, only time I see job is Job. I don't even see job in it. But it does say, like the youth and parents and people today, that we all have gifts. And your gift is designed to make room for you. Some people can sing, some people can dance, some people can jump, some people can write, some people can read. When I was a school teacher, I didn't base everything on one specific thing, because some people can read good, some people can memorize things good, some people can draw. So whatever your gift was, I tapped into your gift. If you were a musician, it was easy to teach you math because you need to know about half notes, quarter notes, whole notes. I could teach you fractions easy because I found the gift that you desire to work in. So in order for us to work with youth and parents as well, because young people are only a byproduct of their environment, so they only know what they've been taught to know. And here's the thing. It's not the things that you know. It's the things that you don't know. Like that book called The Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. We don't even think about that, because that has to be your foundation. So until we can mentor young people, that's what my heart is, to get young people and mentor them. But here's the challenge, as well as mentoring young people and adults, here's the challenge. We have to get the garbage out so we can put new information in, because human beings are already programmed from birth. That's why they got a thing called education. Most successful people were not educated by the system. You educate yourself, number one, by the Word of God, and then number two, based on the gifts that you have to explore the things that you desire. When I was in the second grade, and I stopped right here, my teacher, I still remember her name was Miss Mays, second grade. She locked me in the closet. You could do that back then for talking too much. So guess what? I became a preacher and a teacher. That's my gift. So that's what we have to do with young people. But most young people that I've come in contact with, the challenge is they don't understand playing team. Only time they understand it is in sports like football, basketball, baseball. Team, that stands for together, everyone achieves more. So if it's music, if it's football, if it's basketball, everyone has a job or responsibility to do. There's no such thing as a self-made man. You only reach the top when you help others. And so, hey, I'm excited to be on this call, and anything that I can share, I learned a long time ago. It's good to some people would not tell you the knowledge that will help you to be better. But like I said earlier, Brother J. Hall, is that there's no such thing as a self-made man. You only reach the top when you help others. So we have to reprogram human beings. You got to get the garbage out so you can get the garbage in. And it starts with the Word of God, and then it funnels into the gifts and talents that God has for you. So we're building a whole generation because here's the thing. In the next 5, 7, 10 years, there ain't even going to be no more jobs. What you going to do then? You better learn how to take the gifts that God has put in you and develop them so that you can attract the things that you desire, and that's all by faith.
That's profound. That's profound, and I hope that my listeners are getting that. You know, you touched on a lot of things that about on this show, and you know, and getting the garbage out and putting that knowledge in is one of the greatest things that we can do as you know, as a human being for one another. And it's nearly not enough of that. God, let me take a quick commercial, and we're gonna come back and we're gonna finish up a little bit more with you, if that's okay.
Awesome, Mr. Honor and privilege, sir.
Yes, sir. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, you are definitely live in the day with Jay.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
Now too many nights defeated.
Of people are rising
and whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of, trying to hurt And because
they are
the
in Johannesburg,
me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
that it has
formed
others,
our Memphis,
this is what made
Tennessee,
me
the cry is always the same,
being,
we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Jesus Christ Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. In case you guys have been on Mars the last 30 minutes, we have been joined by Mr. Guy Kunda, and he has bestowed so many jewels on my listeners during this first segment, and I'm telling you, you know, you guys don't know what you have been missing. You need to go back and listen to the show on demand for free. Just go to jradioshow.com and just go to the website and just look onto the show, and we will definitely have you, or you will be happy to have listened to what has been said thus far. So, Mr. Kunda, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, absolutely. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Now, what are, in your eyes, or what is something that we need to, and I know what you're going to tell me, something that we can incorporate right now to get our youth where they need to be?
Awesome. That's an awesome question. Like I said, it's all about personal development. I was taught a long time ago, if you ever wanted to hide anything, you put it in a book. See, the systems of this world already program our minds to think. So when you look at people, they've been taught to think the way the system teaches them to think. That's why how we dress, how we do everything. But there has been human beings since the beginning of time, starting with the book of the Word of God or the Bible being written, that have already passed through the seasons of life all the way to death that can teach us things. But a lot of times we won't take the time to read them. A lot of times we don't have mentors to actually tell us what to read. So I'm an avid reader of hang around number one believers, Christians. That's where I walk Christ-like, and I'm not knocking anything that you do. Hear me good, because I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. And my desire is to attract people who have a desire, who want to change. But most of the time, they don't know how to make the change. On the inside of every human being, there's a desire to make the change. And it's a process. It's a process.
Uh-huh.
So it starts with personal developing yourself. If you ever want to hide anything, you put it in the book. I remember a young man graduated from high school, and in the middle of this book that I had read over and over again, I think it was called Think and Grow Rich, or it might have been The Richest Man in Babylon, because I read a lot of books. And see, not the books that they tell me to read, because, see, hear me good, when you go to school, they training you for a job. I call that just over broke, jump out of bed. That's what they're training you for. You know, just over broke, jump out of bed. That's what you do. And I don't believe that's what God desired for us to do. Now, you could be in your job or your career, and that's the calling that God has. Hear me well. But 90% or more, 98% of people are not. They just going to work to make money. You know, money's supposed to follow you. You're not supposed to be chasing money. And here's the thing. Who made that up anyway? Go to school, get a good education before you get a good job. Most people never even heard of that. I ask people that. They think about it. They ponder that. I tell you who made it up. Wealthy people did, because they don't want to work. See? So they send you to work to learn the skills to do the things that they don't want to do. But my Bible says, and I said it before, that your gift will make room for you. And so we have to somehow capture the youth and human beings in itself, and they have to make a decision that they want to be personally developed. See, themselves. I saw a movie recently or a while back, just making me think. Al Pacino said, "You just can't make them do it until you want it for yourself, until your why." That word why, until your why makes you cry, until your why makes you be in a position where you want to change. My why is, my vision is to help other people's vision. That's all I do. That's the most hardest thing to do, you know, because
you're
people don't want to help themselves. I used to swim out there, Jay Hall, and try to help them. Guess what happened when I swim out there and try to help them? They try to drown
me. Drowned. Yeah.
So here I am now.
Man,
I don't go out there. I throw a life preserver out there too and say, "Come on, come on. Here's the way. Here's the way. Come on." But you know what? Most human beings have been so conditioned to the system of this world that they can't make that change. I tell people all the time: if you're going down the highway going north and you want to change, get off on the next exit and go south. But it takes faith. See, the enemy teaches us fear. That word fear stands for false evidence that appears real. Everything that you see is temporary. Everything that you don't see is eternal. You say, we learned that. It's in the book. See? So what you don't see, what you are, the dreams. I run across artists all the time. You know, we actually have a 15,000 square foot facility. It's God's building. People say, who's building it? I tell them, it ain't mine. It's God's building. I don't want to take credit for nothing. I walk around, people say, they say, "How are you doing?" I say, "I am amazing." They look at me like, you all that? Well, here's the number one, I'm not even talking about me, because I read in this book about this man named Moses, and he went to see this dude named God, and God told Moses to go set people free. That's how I feel. I want to set people free. And Moses said to this dude named God, said, "Well, I can't even talk." God said, "Just tell him I am sent you." And guess what? I am is amazing. So when people ask me how I'm doing, I say I'm amazing. They don't even realize I'm not even talking about me. I'm giving him the glory because he don't share it with nobody. So we have to restructure our human beings. And you had the opportunity to do that. You know, we got a facility right here that can teach you everything that you want to desire. But here's the thing. You can lead the horse to water, but you can't what?
Make them drink,
make
them brother.
Drink. You can make them drink. So I do that every day because we all run around looking for someone to give us approval. You already been approved. You don't need my approval. All you need is to understand that God has given you the ability to do it, and you make it happen. You know, this facility that I operate here in Gastonia, people say, "How you do it?" And my business partners and friends, they tell you, I tell you all the time, God did it. I didn't do it. I ain't taking none of the credit. You know, because as soon as you think you all that, you're on your way down. You don't believe me? Look at Elvis Presley. He was on the top of his game, and he was on his way down because he was looking for the foundation. Michael Jackson, Justin Bieber, all of them do that because they get so attracted to the things that are external. But the things that are external are temporary. The things that are internal are eternal. So in order for us to change human beings, number one, you got to really want it. Number two, you have mentors. You know, I'm willing to mentor anybody. You know, Jay Hall knows anybody. I work with anybody. I don't care where you are, you know, because we all have to come from a certain environment, a certain level before we get to the next one. The thing is, you got to want it bad enough to sit down and learn and change your lifestyle if you want to do that. And that's what we do here, right here in Gastonia at 160 West Franklin Boulevard. Jay Hall has had many events here where we work with young people to mentor them and train them. But they got to want it for themselves because, hey, I'm telling you what, it's a vicious world out here. And the average human being today, if they don't have a foundation set on the things of God and where they're going, they're going to end up in a place. People always ask me, "Well, I want a job where I can get security." You know, I say, "Well, I know a place where you can get maximum security. They give you an orange suit and a room, and they feed you every day." So So security is not really security if you're not free. I was listening to the advertisement before we came back on the air. I heard Martin Luther King.
That's right, you did.
He laid his life down for us to have equal justice under the law. He laid his life down for us to be free. See, they used to put chains on our legs. See, then you knew you were bound. But see, now they put them on our minds. Some of us don't even know we bound. That's how they get you, in your mind. But some of the wealthiest people in the world today, the Bill Gates, they didn't go to school. They were self-taught. They studied the things themselves, see, because that's what it's all about. When you go to school, it's a word called prusin, P-R-U-S-S-I-N. And I'm not that smart. I just read a bunch of books. You know, I read 10 pages of a book every day. You know, I'm reading a book now called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. He wrote another book called, listen to this, Think and Grow Rich. Well, how are you going to be rich if you don't read a book about Think and Grow Rich? And so he wrote a book now called Outwitting the Devil. And he said, I ain't worried about what people are learning in churches. I ain't worried about what people are learning in school, because it's not what they're being taught. It's what they don't know. I can control them with. And so until we get our youth, adults, whoever, who have a desire to want to change. I work with people every day. I heard it all. I'm ready. You know, 1 year later, 2 years later, they gone. 1 week later, they ain't. You know, because it's not what you say that lets me know you for real. It's the condition of your heart. Because your words can be far from what your heart really is. And the only way I know your heart, because faith without works is dead. We see the activity. This property that God has blessed me with, 15,000 square foot facility here in Gastonia, it was by faith, you know, and it continues to be by faith. Faith stands for following after God on the inside in truth. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Just to piggyback on that, you know, you have been such a great cornerstone in the community with that facility, because there's great things happening in that facility, and we're going to have even greater things going in that facility. But you know, everything you just spoke is really interesting, because let me backpedal. You stated you talked about not being able to deal with individuals who don't want to, who don't want it, in more or less short layman's term. Individuals that about drown you once you swim out to them. And I, you know, I'm dealing with that right now with an individual, and you know, it couldn't come at a better time, because you are definitely on point with everything you just said. And you know, I think that we really need to look at how we handle one another and how we handle our God-given tools, our talents that God has given us, and what we choose to do with them is what we should be doing. And you know, I just thank you that you have given this show the platform to be able to reach so many people at any given moment, any given day, and to be able to express that not only on this radio show, but to be able to express it in performances that the people who come on the show can give, and just show the community that there is a place that we can grow together as a people. It's quite interesting, the things that you have just talked about.
Awesome, sir. And you know, definitely you build relationships with people, and you and I have probably been building relationships for at least 5 years or so, and that's what you do. See, you never know how good a tea bag is until you put it in hot water. See, and you and I both have been in circumstances, situations, and we just allow the faith of God to manifest the things that are for us, you know, because the enemy will either cause you to get better, or the enemy will cause you to get bitter. I just decided that I would always get better. I wouldn't get bitter. And then I would always have my hand backwards for those who wanted to come. But I learned you cannot go back and try to make them come, you know.
That's
you
right.
You can only keep going forward, and you can always reach back and say, are you ready yet? And so many opportunities that God has given to me, not only with the facility called The Vision and recording studio that we have here, the pastors who have had the opportunity to use the facility for service, all the other events that we have, the radio program that we go on, live entertainment here, involved with a company called Legal Shield. You know, you look at the world today in Missouri, you got people walking around, no justice, no peace. Well, we got it. You know, we got it. You know, here's a gentleman, Jay Hall. He's actually had the service for at least 5 or 7 years. I think that's how we actually met, you know. But the Legal Shield is just a foundation for doing things. It used to be a couple called the Wright Brothers many, many years ago, and they were in Kitty Hawk, jumping off of big mountains trying to make airplanes fly. And people say, y'all fools, y'all crazy. Well, 2015, there's more airplanes in the sky than just is on the ground. But they thought they were foolish. Used to be a time there wasn't a thing was called cell phones. We have phones on every corner. I was driving somewhere one time and I saw a phone booth. I had to stop and get out and take a picture of it because they're obsolete now. Because, see,
yes,
everything goes through... Everything goes through three periods. First is ridicule. I don't need no legal services. Well, I don't need that. Well, here's the honest of God truth. You've been using them since you was born. Because the time you came out your mother's womb, they slapped you on the butt. And they gave you your first legal document called the birth certificate. And guess what? You ain't had nothing to do with it. Your parents had something to do with your name. And then all through life, you buying cars, buying homes, renting places, doing appliances. Every time you do that, someone hands you a paper and tells you to sign it. Well, see, they smart enough to put you under contract, and we don't have the knowledge sometimes to have people review it. We're so excited about getting that thing that we don't even have anyone to represent us. And then at the end of our lives, we all are going to leave here one day. And I already know that 7 out of 10 people don't even have an up-to-date living will. Healthcare power of attorney, that's amazing. You know, and that's why I got involved with the company called Legal Shield. And Legal Shield is based on biblical principles. The founder of the company was a believer. And one thing he said is that in John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but to kill, steal, and destroy. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We're supposed to be a people that don't have to worry about money. But as long as you chasing it, we've never been taught exponential growth. We've never been taught duplication. You know, we've been taught go to work, get paid, go to work, get paid. Suppose you don't go to work, you don't get paid. I don't like that system. I like a system where you get paid when you don't even go to work. Some people don't even know it's out
there. That's
right. I walk in a store sometimes or a business, and I ask the employee who's working. I say, hey, let me borrow $20. They're like, I ain't got it. I say, well, you work, don't you? Yeah, but I got bills to pay. I look at them in the face, and you have to hear me. I say, that's why I don't do what you do. They say, what do you mean? I said, that's why I don't work. They say, what do you mean? I said, because people who don't work, they got money. That really blows their mind. They say, how that happened? They just send you to work. They just collect it. Isn't that amazing? They just collect the money. And so it's the whole mindset that we've been deceived. The Bible says, be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, and so you got to have your mind renewed. That's why I chuckle when people ask me about Legal Shield. Well, Legal Shield has done everything in this world for me to help to acquire this facility that I have. See, because I'm not that smart. I'm not that smart. But, hey, how about if you had access to law firms and attorneys who go to school, did the bar and all that, and they can answer all the questions for you. See, I'm not going to ask Uncle Bubba what they think about Legal Shield because Uncle Bubba's broke. And if I buy his opinion, I buy his dream. And so it's just a vehicle to do the things. I don't even like working with musicians who don't have the service. Jay Hall knows that. Why? Because you're recording music, you're writing music, you got music all over the place, you don't know who's getting what. Most of the music you hear on the radio, someone else did it. They just got a hold of your stuff and revamped it, but it's still yours. You don't even know it. So we got a lot of work to do with our youth. We got a lot of work to do with parents. And if you don't mind, sir, I'll give them my number if they have any questions, concerns like that, if they have any thoughts. If it's okay with you, I would do that.
Yeah, that's fine with me if you're fine with that. Yeah, definitely give me your contact information.
Yeah, my direct number is 704-733-7252. Once again, 704-733-7252. And I had the honor and privilege of probably inviting Jay Hall. I probably invited about 40, 50 people on this call today, if not more, because I sent a text out to everyone throughout the country that I work with. Let them know that I will be on this call today. With some of them are associates with us. Some of them have other businesses. Some of them are $100,000 income earners. You know, some of them are still working on their jobs. But this is a phenomenal vehicle that Jay Hall has given all of us on this line to do this. I've watched this brother for years and has a heart of gold. So it's an honor and privilege, sir, to be on here, and I'll give the call back to you.
I appreciate the kind words. I really do. But, you know, it's a work in progress, and I am definitely trying to do what I know God wants me to do. And I know one of those things is to secure a future for our young people, a better understanding, a blueprint for knowledge and discipline. And, you know, and I tell them all the time, they can dream big and they can think of all these wonderful things they want to do, but one of the most important things they need to do is keep people around them who think the way that they think. And I use that advice myself. That's why I keep you with me and around me in my circumference, because you think just like I do, and I want positive people around me. I don't want any negative Debbie Downers around me that's going to tell me what I can't do all the time or what I'm not doing right. I can take that criticism, but I want people around me who thinks positive, who thinks for success, who thinks for stability, who thinks for freedom mentally, physically, and spiritually, and that's what you do. And I totally, totally love you for everything that you have brought me into the show. And we're going to grow from this, brother. We're going to definitely grow. And I know that with you, there are lots of things that you got going on at the Vision, and we are going to some of those things. As soon as we get something going on, we're going to plug it. And I really, really hope that everyone listening on this line takes a hint and is able to help us in any way we can with any venture that we got going on. You still with me, guy?
Yes, sir. Definitely. You know, I'm here.
Great.
For the duration. I'm
okay.
Enjoying the show, the talk. And if anyone on the line, like you said before, if they have any questions, comments, it would be an honor and privilege to share. It's a scripture that says, my people are destroyed because they won't get the knowledge. And
that's
what it is. You know, you won't go get the knowledge. And then I always tell people, you got to show up so you can grow up, and then you can go up. Sometimes you got to come out so you can go out, so you can come back and help out. You know, and
that's
so
right.
We get so used to our environment. Success has never
that's
been
right.
in the comfort zone. It's in an uncomfortable situation all the time. So I'm always uncomfortable. After a while, guess what? Uncomfortable gets comfortable, so you got to find more uncomfortable things to do. That's amazing. But
that's right.
I'm excited.
100% dissatisfaction.
That's right.
100% dissatisfaction brings on 100% change.
Right. And I'm just excited about everything that's taking place. here at the Vision, the things that we have, people that we are helping, and it's just a blessing. And like we said before, if anyone on the line that has any questions, comments, concerns, you're looking for the answer, then we can point you to it. You know, I'm not the source.
That's
just
right.
Point you to the source. You know, I can show you
That's
where
right.
it is. And if you want that. But it takes someone who has a burning desire, who's willing to work and is coachable. And some of those three acronyms are difficult for people who have already been conditioned by the traditional system, you know, and mm-hmm. renewing their mind to have the success that they desire.
Mm.
When
Man,
you see the
you
invisible
what, God,
things, when you see the invisible things, then you can
mm-hmm.
do the impossible things.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the invisible
right.
things, you can do the impossible things.
Let me see. I got caller 777-6661.
Okay.
Are you on the air? You on there, caller?
Hi, yes. This is Michelle Bradshaw. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Come on. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great and fine.
Good. Hey, Mr. Condor.
Hey, Ms. Bradshaw in the house. A poet. This is a poet, J. Hall. Poet to the heart.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But I got on just to make a comment about the conversations. I definitely want to be kept abreast of what's going on at the Vision because I don't know about the events, and I would like to know so I can support. And, Mr. Hall, I looked
yes.
for you on Facebook. I didn't see you, so I wanted to ask, can you give your Facebook information?
Sure. Just let me know when you got something to write down with. It's really not that hard, but you can look me up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of ways you can look me up. You can look me up at James, J-A-M-E-S,
mm-hmm.
capital H and capital M. That's all you need to put under there. Or you can look me up at Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show.
Okay, got you. But I definitely wanted to plug Legal Sure real quick. I've been a member and an associate for since April 2009, so still going strong.
All right. Look at you. You know, I tell everyone that I am involved with to really look into Legal Shield, you know, cause, and it's not funny, but it's kind of humorous to me because when I talk to them, they try to shoot it down, and then I know
mm-hmm.
no more than a week later, they calling me back like, man, look, this is what happened to me, and I need some help, and I'm like, you know, if you'd have listened to me a week ago, you would have had that help right at your fingertips.
The 911
it always seems to roll. It seems to roll like that all the time. I don't understand that. But you know what? Thank you for everything you're doing with Legal Shield and getting it to the people and utilizing it yourself. You know, continue to do that in everything that you're doing when it comes to helping people.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, a lot of times.
You got
happens,
anything you want to add?
Yeah, a lot of times what happens to human beings, we are taught to be in some everything I said, everything that we think someone tells us to think. When it comes to health insurance, life insurance, we've been taught automobile insurance. Number one is that you can't have a car without automobile insurance, and that's a law. And so we've been hypnotically, rhythmically taught that, and it is a law. You know, health insurance. We've been taught we got to have it in case we get sick. I read a book. It's called. I get it in a minute with the name of it. It's by. Forget the name. Who it's by? Because I read a whole lot of books. But this book talks about a doctor who was doing heart surgery, and he looked all around. And over in New York, it was a family who were living to be 110, 112. You know, 115, he figured he would go over there and see what kind of health principles they were doing to live so long. So he went over to this New York community, and in this community they were drinking, they were smoking, they were eating all kind of pastries and stuff. And he asked the name of the, can't remember the name, but he asked the senior of the family said, "Hey, how the heck do you guys live so long?" And the senior of the family said this. If you get this, this is revelation. He said, "Nobody never told us we were supposed to be sick." Because everything we've been taught is a thought. No one never told us we were supposed to be sick. So a lot of times we don't even understand how the system sets us up. The system teaches you to fail. That's what it does. When you watch the news, it tells you how many people got shot, how many people got killed, how many airplane crashes. So you develop a spirit of fear. So people don't do things, and fear hinders you from walking in what God has for you to walk in, you know. And we got to change the way people think. For as a man thinking, so is he. You know, so when we change the thought pattern of a human being, the universe will conspire to attract the things that you desire. When I walk in the store, it don't matter where I'm at. I go to the bank or whatever I go, and they say, "May I help you?" Here's what I tell them. I say, "Yes, I like $100,000 in hundreds." And they look at me like, I say, "Well, you ask me, can you help me? I'm going to tell you what I want." I ain't going to say, I'm going to keep saying it because it's going to be attracted into my life.
That's right.
See,
that's
so
right.
That words are powerful. That's why I said in the beginning, when God looked out and said it was dark, he didn't look around and say, "It's dark out here." That's what we normally do. We usually call it like we see it. But see, God said, "Let there be light." He called it like he wanted it. See, some people, I say, "How you doing?" "Well, I'm just doing good based on the circumstance." I'm like, "I ain't going to never say that. Because death and life is in your tongue. That just made me sick." I was like, "Oh, Lord, watch out." See, and I'm going to close with this, Brother Jay, and if you have any other questions.
Okay.
It was a story that
I got
30 seconds. Good. It was a story about a gentleman who was walking. He fell into this sinkhole, and it was about 10 feet down, and he was in the hole yelling, "Help, help." And this believer came by and heard him down in the hole 12, 15 feet, and he began to pray for him and walked away. And I believe this really, really happened. And the guy in the hole said, "Well, that's crazy. I'm in a hole, and you're going to just pray for me?" The next came by, a wealthy guy. He heard him yelling, "Help, help." And he wrote a check and threw it down there in the hole. And the guy in the hole said, "Well, you fool, I need a check down here." Then the third guy came by, heard the man in the hole yelling, "Help, help." And he jumped down there in the hole with him. And the guy in the hole said, "You fool, why you jump down here in this hole with me?" He said, "Shut up. I've been down here before. I know the way out." Hey, we got the way out for you. It's up to you. So with that, sir, I'll turn it back over to you.
Boy, I tell you what, I got to have you back on this show real, real soon. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Kunda, for coming on the show. Continue doing what you're doing and bestowing those jewels in everyone's heads, because I'm telling you, they are so much needed. So much needed. So thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome, sir.
I'd like to take time now, again, to thank Mr. Guy Cunningham for coming on the show. Thank all the listeners who continue to listen to the show and continue to support the show. Guys, we need your support. You can hit me up at jhall5896@yahoo.com if you got any questions about any support that you can give us for the show. Or you can hit me up at Facebook at James, capital H-M, or Live in the Day with Jay radio show on Facebook. Or you can also hit me up through the show's webpage, and that's Live in the Day with Jay. And just Google it, and it'll take you to the webpage of the radio show, and you can leave me a message. Really, truly love you guys, and I want to continue to tell you that, because you guys are the reason that I'm doing this. You guys are the reason that I'm continuing to keep this show. And I want you to know that without you, this show would not be going in the manner that it is. So thank you for continuing to look out for me, my guests, and continuing to support the show. We need your support. Without your support, we won't get anywhere. So I will tell you as I tell you, I will say to you as I tell you each and every day, that I love you guys with the greatest love that I know. It's the the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. So until Monday, you guys have a blessed weekend, and I will see you then. You have been live in the day with Jay.